Happy Wednesday to you and welcome to It's Time For Me's Teaching. I hope you enjoyed this beautiful grounding meditation yesterday and also your teaching on Monday around this topic of letting go. So following on from that, what I would like to do today is to get you to create a couple of affirmations for yourself around what, so if you take what you want to release and then put something in the positive present tense to be able to replace that. So for example, maybe you're frustrated with how your body is at the moment, that it's not doing the things that you would like it to do. So a really good affirmation is, my body is in perfect working order and in perfect health. That's a beautiful affirmation. Maybe you're frustrated that you're not conceiving as quickly as you'd like to. So you're saying, I am conceiving a healthy baby and a healthy pregnancy in the perfect time. That's another beautiful affirmation you can make. Perhaps you're feeling that you're just frustrated in general and your stress levels are very high. So something you can say is, all is well, I am loved, I am loving. Or you could say, I am free of stress. Or you could say, I love myself wholly and completely. Maybe your relationship is struggling at the moment or suffering a little bit because of the tensions obviously going on a fertility journey can bring, and maybe you want to be able to create some harmony around that. So you could simply say, I have a harmonious and loving relationship. My relationship is improving every day. My connection with my husband, my partner, my boyfriend, my girlfriend is improving every day. So if you just take some of the frustrations you're having or some of the things on Monday you wanted to let go of, change them into something positive, a positive affirming statement of that particular thing in the present tense. My advice would be to write these out. Sometimes if you write them on a lovely colour card, you can stick them around the place. I generally save affirmations on my screensaver on my phone. I often put them up in, I have a vision board in my bedroom, and sometimes I even put them in the car and I put them on the fridge as well. So you're seeing them in different places around the house. Oh, and I also put it on one near the mirror in my bathroom, main bathroom I use in the morning and evening. So I think you'll have a bit of fun with this. These are, I suppose, with affirmations, some people love them and some people don't, because you're saying a statement not that you might not necessarily actually believe in. And all it's getting you to do is to repeat these positive affirmations, because eventually they will bring a calmness to you, but you also will start to believe them. And, you know, as they say, what we think about, we bring about. So having a positive mindset is a very important part of the fertility journey. And as my husband always says to me, you know, every month that goes by is a month closer to getting to where you want to be. So think about that for today, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.